Bette Midler debuts anti-Trump All You Fascists music video featuring No Kings rally footage. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 28, 2026. Actress Bette Midler debuted an anti-Trump music video for a new song. Titled, All You Fascists Bound to Lose, a remix of Woody Guthrie's rendition, featuring footage from No Kings rallies. The freak show actress' new song features a chorus that repeatedly declares, All you fascists bound to lose, before threatening President Donald Trump, who survived a third assassination attempt on Saturday, by exclaiming, We're coming for his ass. Hey there, all you fascists, let me put you straight. When you come for the rest of us, we'll fight you at the gate, the lyrics state. We'll battle eyes together, until they cut and run. Just like in Minneapolis, and when the midterms come. To hell with all the cowards, who hide behind their masks. We're gonna win the midterms, we're coming for his ass. He knows it too, that bastard's bound to lose, the lyrics continues. Midler goes on to sing, America, get ready, midterms are at hand. We got to stick together, folks, and vote to save this land. It's time to choose, those fascists bound to lose. Watch below. In addition to footage from anti-Trump No Kings protests, the music video includes actress Barbara Hershey and other celebrities. Notably, Midler's song smearing the U.S. president and his administration fascists arrives amid suspected shooter Cole Allen storming a security checkpoint at the Washington Hilton Hotel on Saturday, where the White House Correspondents Association dinner was being held in the ballroom, reportedly with a shotgun, handgun, and several knives. The 31-year-old suspect, who attended a No Kings rally, also wrote a manifesto in which he detailed his intention to target officials in the Trump administration. A senior Trump administration official confirmed to Breitbart News on Sunday. Saturday evening's shooting incident is the third known assassination attempt on President Trump that he has survived in less than 2 years. After the gunfire erupted, Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk, the widow of slain conservative icon Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated just over 7 months ago, was seen being escorted out of the event, saying, through tears, I just want to go home. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.